Hello there. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is the halfway mark of an hour, but we're still going to talk anyways. Josh Nolan is not here, but this is Animatronic Dinosaurs.
And I'm Matt Peters.
Oh, Matt, I don't... Talk again. I'm not sure if I can hear your mic.
Yeah, Matt Peters is here.
Matt Peters' mic isn't working. Uh-oh. Try again, Matt.
Hey, Matt Peters is here, accompanying Adam Rosen.
This is weird. All right. We're going to have to figure this out. Matt, why don't you grab Blue Mike for now?
Hello, everyone.
All right, Matt's going to entertain everybody while I figure out this mic situation.
So, I hope everyone's having a wonderful Sunday, and hope you maybe got out to the movies. I mean, there weren't too many great options.
No, there wasn't really.
No. There was Smurfs 3, if you were a fan of that trilogy. I mean, I know they have a long-standing reputation as being, you know, a good traditional family genre, but it's not getting great reviews. And then, for those Scrub fans...
Yeah, a lot of feedback. Ooh, oh boy. Yeah, this is a nice start to the day. So, we got some technical issues at this point. And Josh Nolan has arrived as we now sort out the mic issues. It's still mic issues. Great. Josh, why don't you entertain, you guys entertain people while we figure out this mic problem.
So did we all talk about the great movie that came out, Smurfs, Lost Village?
Yep, we already talked about it.
Okay, dang.
There was nothing to say.
That's true. Have you seen the trailer? It looks so bad. It reminds me of Alvin and the Chipmunks. It's like a family movie where they just keep cranking them out. But it's like, it's so bad.
Yo, but at least the first Alvin and the Chipmunks was a little bit enjoyable. Like, you had Jason Lee in there. Who's a...
Really? Is this working?
Yeah.
Is this working? Hey, he's okay, good. We figured it out. It did we? Did we? Oh, there we go. Here we go. What? Oh, I'm hearing it through the red mic, am I?
Still nothing.
Great. All right. Looks like we're going to have to... And the radio station now has even one less mic. Great. Oh, wait. I was talking the wrong one. Just try one more time. Hello. Hello. Oh, there we go.
Thank you, Allie.
Three mics. After a tedious attempt, we now have everyone on mic, even if it's not going to sound the greatest.
This is awesome.
Hope everyone enjoyed that display.
That was...
An illustration.
All right.
Yeah.
So everyone, don't move your mics enough, because otherwise it will. It's gonna get weird feedback for everyone, especially you, Josh. For some reason, yours is making a lot of crackling noises.
Well, thanks, man.
Oh boy.
Classic sound.
I'm gonna talk to the radio station about this. This is great.
Wait, is it still crackling?
Just a little bit. All right. No, I think this is half mine too. I'll turn it down a bit.
Anyways, so what movies did we see this week?
Nothing.
You saw nothing?
I didn't see anything in theaters.
Josh, you saw a classic film, didn't you? You saw The Weeknd?
The Weeknd, yeah. That's a classic. Very, very experimental film. It's
Jean-Luc Godard.
Oh, boy.
Cannibalism.
Thank you, Professor Cruz. You know, showing the intro guys some crazy stuff.
Yeah, it was something else.
Yeah.
To say the least.
I saw Breathless last year. I preferred that.
Is that by same guy?
Yeah. That was his first film, Breathless.
Yep.
It was a pretty sweet movie. It was about this guy who, like, is just like a petty criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And but he's super suave and cool. And, like, he woos women and steals a lot. It's really cool.
That's cool.
I saw... I rewatched Split.
Nice.
Yeah. When?
Last Tuesday, I think.
Didn't invite me.
Still as good as you remember?
Yeah. Still is good. It's very cleverly done. I think there's two movies that people can see in it. There's the movies for fans of M. Night Shyamalan in it, and there's the movie for people who just want to see a good thriller. The problem is, if you're the second case, then the last half of the movie isn't that great. It won't make any sense. And so, hearing that... All right, one of you guys is breathing really heavily. I think Matt, because you're near the window, it's picking some.
Anyway,
sorry guys, it's just gonna sound weird today. I'll talk to the radio station about it. But yeah, and then looking at it, it's hard to say. It's hard to explain why the second watch is very good, without spoiling the movie.
Yeah. Then don't spoil it.
It's
Did it change that you knew kind of so all these twists?
There's a really different Shyamalan twist that happens in the last minute of the movie. Like literally the last scene, second to last scene of the film has this twist in it that won't make any sense unless you are a fan of Shyamalan movies. Mm-hmm. And then rewatching it with that understanding, it's incredible. Because it's a totally different type of movie. But like I said, it's very hard to explain this, explain the second watch without spoiling this film.
Yeah, don't spoil it because I do want to see it.
Which is now available on digital download.
Yeah.
Is that where you got it?
Yeah, I got the Blu-ray of it.
So you'd suggest second watching, give it a thumbs up?
The second watch is a very, very interesting, a very different film to watch.
Cool.
And it's not like Shyamalan's movies where like, oh, there's this thing that they don't explain to you. They pretty much explain the entire film except for certain elements of it. And then like they certain like very like I said, you can watch it in two different ways. And so the first time you watch it, if you watch it in the second way, you're like, oh, you're not really a Shyamalan fan, haven't seen much of his movies, but I'm watching this as a good thriller. It's good like in that sense. It's just a great thriller. And then seeing it the second time around with this like with just this new piece of information changes the way the whole movie works. Yeah. And it's not in a sense of like the movie won't make sense without knowing this. It just becomes a different movie the second time you watch it.
Hmm. I'll need to see it. I want to know what he's talking about now.
I know a famous actor appears. That's what I know.
Mm-hmm. And that famous actor ties it into another movie.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, it's a, they got to do all of this like world building and like shared universe stuff. It's not like that. There's way more to it, which you only get seeing it a second time, that makes this such a not, it's not a shared universe, it's in a way a kind of a sequel, and it's a, just a different, it's hard to place where it is. It's not, so many people will throw away, say, oh, it's just this, just trying to loop it, make this shared, stupid shared universe thing that everyone's doing these days, but it's just, it's very different. Yeah. By that sense,
does it set up that there could be another one in the,
oh, easily, yeah, there will be. Hmm. We will see a split too.
Cool. And it also made a lot of money, right?
Yeah. It made a ton of money.
It broke that like January.
Yeah, I think cool. It did a January, I don't know. So
cool. What else did you see? Anything else?
I saw a lot of Scorsese movies because of my Scorsese class.
Yeah.
Saw some interesting stuff in sound theory. But
I saw, oh wait, I already told you I said Get Smart Again. I saw,
of course you did,
Fast and Furious.
Oh boy.
1 through 6.
So we are going to be ranking the Fast and Furious movies today. Sorry.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Just kind of threw you under the bus there.
I haven't seen number 7 though, so I can't say.
What?
Number 8 is so good, guys. Oh my goodness.
You've seen it?
No. It comes out on Thursday.
Yeah. So
how did you not see 7, man? Everyone saw 7.
Because I've watched 1 through 6.
7's amazing.
And my buddy that I'm watching with, he has essays due and stuff. And I had essays due. And like I couldn't.
Let's just watch 7. I have them.
Let's watch it right now.
Yeah, just we'll just live, throw it on.
Live watching, yeah.
The live. Oh, I wish we could do that sometime. We might try to like record a commentary.
We could always do Facebook Live or Instagram Live.
Facebook Live with the movie.
I don't have Instagram, so.
You don't have an Instagram?
No.
The day Joshua Nolan lands himself on Instagram will be
the end of the world.
I got Instagram like 3 months ago.
Oh. I saw Naked Gun 2.5. That was good. That was quality. I still think the first one's better, but.
Okay.
Have you seen any of the Naked Guns?
I've seen the first one.
The first one's so good. Second one is all right, but.
It's not my humor, personally.
You're not a slapstick? That's,
no.
I love.
I mean, it's, I grew up with the Three Stooges, but like
that's it literally is a Three Stooges movie.
Yeah, so, like,
but I just
puns,
like the Three Stooges.
You don't like the puns? You don't like that?
No, I'm not really a pun dude.
Oh my gosh, these puns are top notch, man.
It's in the same vein as Airplane, which is one of my favorite comedies of all time.
They both star Leslie Nielsen. So
I love Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah,
he's just want to tell you both. Good luck. We're all counting on you. That's. A fantastic line. All right.
Oh, yeah.
There's
even after they land.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to talk about, but I'm just gonna warn you right now that we have zero prep for today's show, so we're just gonna kind of go for it and talk about stuff that we could have talked about last week.
Wow. Fast and Furious comes out on Friday. This is all right. So this is the big one. Let's jump right in.
Okay.
Like Fast and Furious. I mean, this. Paul Walker last year.
This is a very interesting topic because you either love or hate these movies.
Yeah. There's kind of no in between. Yeah.
This trailer that came out with like Charlize Theron taking over.
I haven't watched. I'm not going to watch the new trailer because I've heard it spoils a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there's a new trailer? Wait, when did it come out?
Well, it's the old one. It's the one that came out like a month ago.
Did you see the fight scene trailer?
I'm not watching any more trailers. Don't say anything. I haven't seen any trailers anymore.
The thing is, like, the plot in these movies are insane, right? But this one takes it to another level of, like, ridiculous.
It's kind of taking it into the new age, like, in a way. It's really cool.
I think the last one was in the new age. It was like
I haven't seen Seven yet, so.
Oh yeah, well.
I'm a very, very big fan of these, and I think actually the trailer for 8 first dropped, like the first trailer, that's when I was like, okay, I'm just gonna watch all 7 of them now, and I did.
Nice.
And I think I've seen most of them like 3 or 4 times each.
Yeah,
that's a lot. I've only seen them like on cable, like a few of them. Like, I've seen a good amount of most. Like,
they're a fantastic cable movie.
Yeah. They're always on.
Yeah.
Like, because you can kind of jump into these at any point in time. You don't really need to know what the... They're like if Transformers was an interesting franchise to watch. You'd be like, there's actually something worthwhile seeing in the way the characters interact.
Yeah, like, but each scene is like its own story, sort of, because it's just like this insane action piece.
Yep. And, I mean, I think that turns some people off, insane action set pieces. But they just get crazier every time. And so that takes us...
jumping between buildings and...
Man, you haven't even seen 7.
I've seen the trailer for it.
We'll get to the rankings, but...
Yeah, I think we should do our... Do you guys have your rankings ready?
I do.
I have mine. Josh does not have...
You told me 2 minutes
ago. Josh does not have his. So let's give Josh... Matt and I will talk for a bit. Let's let Josh do his ranking quickly.
Yeah.
So... this is a franchise that I will say I do not agree with how critics treat it. Specifically the first four.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta know what they are, you know?
And I think that, I mean, the critics, for some strange reason, slammed the first four and then love 5, 6, and 7. Which I honestly don't understand. I get that they became, like, action movies.
Yeah, they're way bigger.
But I think that even leading the first four on that, then they feel more grounded and they feel more...
Yeah, once they started adding, like, once The Rock came in... is when it sort of took off as sort of this event at the movies rather than just these B action movies.
And I think that you can tell they tried to reboot it a lot, and I think Fast 5 is the reboot, is like the definitive one that changed the way the story is told in the episodes, the episodic series of this. But we'll talk about the fact of how ridiculous the naming conventions is at this film, these film series, because it is ridiculous.
I think the issue with the first ones is just how they were like replacing the actors. Like, they couldn't get Vin Diesel for the second one.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because in the end, that benefits because we have all these great characters now. Mm-hmm. And
but like at the time, it was just, I guess critics looked at it as the first one made a lot of money. They wanted to do a sequel and Vin Diesel was busy.
So they put Tyrese Gibson and Ludacris in instead. Yep. Which
they're so funny.
I love Too Fast, Too Furious.
You love it?
Oh, I think it's amazing.
Not one of my favorites in the...
I will openly say I love every Fast and the Furious movie except for one, which we will talk about. I have one that I specifically do not like.
Is it the one that everybody...
So a lot of people love this one that I don't like. Like, a lot of people think it's have it as their favorite.
Huh.
All right. So are we ready to
do... Give me 20 seconds.
Okay. So Josh's list is only going to have 6. Yeah. We'll just say that because he hasn't seen Furious 7.
I'll start out with my number 7.
All right, what's your number 7?
My number 7 is Tokyo Drift.
Bingo.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Tokyo Drift.
No, me neither.
I do not like how... I don't like how it's... I just think that... it's not even that Paul Walker's in there. Their replacement for Paul Walker is just such a bad actor.
Very bland. There's really nothing to like root for.
His voice is kind of annoying.
Like, you could skip... Hold up,
because that's my number 6, so just, like...
Okay. I feel like Tokyo Drift is the only one that you could...
You can say he's not really in the series.
Yeah. I
mean, besides, like, the crossover in the final cutscene in 6, like...
And they explored in 7.
Yeah, well,
so
okay, I haven't seen 7
the
yet.
Way,
but yeah,
the
yeah.
way this franchise is actually laid out is, like, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 3, and 7.
Yeah.
So Tokyo Drift is actually, like, this...
That's the order that I watched them in, so...
Tokyo Drift is the one that's kind of weirdly in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only part I really liked in this was like the Vin Diesel cameo at the end.
And I like the theme music. But even like the it's the theme music is fantastic.
Yeah.
But other than that, like even the
it's
racing,
it's not Fast and Furious. They drift. It's not like big racing.
But okay, also this one probably does have the best racing in it.
Okay, like the most technical, but like it's not. The only one that's fun.
It's the only one that feels like an actual racing movie because of the fact
they're going in like a parking lot versus jumping between buildings, you know what I'm saying? There's no comparison.
It's a very different movie from all the other ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. You have anything more to say?
No. What's your number six? My number six is Tokyo Drift. So.
All right. So.
My number six is Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah. Let me see. What's my number six? My number six is four. The Fast and wait, no, it's not. So, yeah, I'm gonna switch those around. Yes, it is four. Fast and Furious. But like, I'm gonna be honest, I don't hate any movie now, even past this.
Yeah,
I know you have your own reservations about two.
Yeah,
let's hear it.
Well, it's just like it felt pretty like forced. Like there was really no
number five.
To tell.
By the way, so
what?
This is my number five. So
yeah, like Tyrese Gibson was funny. Like, don't get me wrong.
Oh yeah,
and well, it's fun, and like Eva Mendes is like a good side character in it.
I mean, Ludacris's afro is huge. It's ridiculous.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it was more just like a spectacle in this one, and it wasn't as epic as the newer ones. Like, they, I guess it was just the time, like, they couldn't do the stunts that they could now.
I don't know. Two felt like when it, for me, two is like when the series was like such a weird aspect in the series that I feel like it is successful in the way that it brought in two of my favorite characters in the series that will probably only really get fleshed out in 5, 6, 7, and hopefully 8. But the character, like, their inception was in 2, and I kind of liked it for that reason. However, I'm not a big fan. I'm not saying I'm not a big fan, but the one I think I would say I was not the least impressed on was 4, when they did the kind of soft reboot, the one called Fast and Furious. So they bring back, all of our characters from 1 this time, but Letty dies. I mean, we're going to spoil these movies except for 7 for Josh.
Yeah.
But we don't. Okay, so Letty dies at the start of this one, and I felt like there was what they get to in 5, 6, and 7 is family, and that just felt so absent in this, and like so absent of any of the charm of the past movies.
Yeah. What confused me with Fast Furious was the fact that it took place before Tokyo Drift, like in the timeline. And so I was a little confused with like what was going on.
It didn't feel like it was really bringing anything back. Mm-hmm. It felt like it was this like weird off child where it's better than 3 in the fact that it's a Fast and Furious movie. We have our characters there, but it felt like it was missing the charm 1 and 2 had.
Yeah.
Like 1 and 2 have a really interesting charm, and then 5, 6, and 7 aren't really race car movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fast Furious is my number 5. So
your number 5. What about you, Josh? Where does Too Fast, Too Furious rank?
That's my number 5.
That's your number 5?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so I guess we'll move up. So your number 5 was Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
What's your number 4?
My number, he's 5.
Okay. Just wait a second. All right. Wait, let me throw my 5. So my 5, and this is where I'm saying it's like, okay, yeah, my 5's Too Fast, Too Furious, but, like, I love Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah.
Like,
movies are, like, it's hard to compare them. I don't know. Also, I'm tangent here, right? Dark Knight Rises, not as good as the others. But when you watch them in series, there's no way you can kind of separate them. I think it's the same with this. Like, you watch them all together.
Yeah, I think
like, it's what you do.
And I like the charm of 2. What I really, really like about it is that it's in a new location. We're in Miami now. And it still feels fun and enjoyable.
Yeah. It is. There's a severe lack of a Vin Diesel, but...
Yeah, there's a severe lack of Vin in it, of some Dominic Toretto, which is one of the greatest names in movie history.
Oh, yeah. All right. 4.
Bring you in, Toretto.
What's my number 4 is the original.
My number 4 is the original as well.
My number 4 is Furious 6.
Okay.
So we'll save that.
Well, yeah, I think 6 is a lot higher for me.
Yeah. All right. That's... Number 3, because we'll talk about the original also.
Yeah, I love the original. I feel it's so rewatchable.
Yeah.
Save it.
Okay, because it's higher up for you guys. Yeah. All
right, so number three. Number 3 for me is 6.
Fast and Furious 6. Okay.
That's my number 3 as well.
My number 3 is Fast and the Furious. The Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. Okay, that's your... So you put 4 up there pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I liked it. I mean, yeah. I mean, I thought it was fun. I don't know. It's kind of... Too Fast, Too Furious was kind of a down, and then I watched Fate of the Furious next, and it just kind of
You've came seen back Fate of the Furious?
Sorry, The Fast and the Furious, not Fate of the Furious. Saw The Fast and the Furious after Too Fast, Too Furious, and Too Fast, Too Furious was kind of low down, and so it took a positive step, and I like that a lot, and that's why I think it's higher up on my list. So
it's a little weird. When I first saw The Fast and the Furious, I didn't think that was actually Paul Walker, and I was like, oh, wait, that is Paul Walker? Because of the gap between 3 and 2, he just gets really old. Felt like when they changed actors for Dumbledore in midway through the series, and I was really? Like, that Dumbledore is like an entirely different looking character now. It's like his character goes from like somebody who looks like they're in their mid 20s to somebody who looks like is a dad, which I guess is the character Paul Walker's character evolves into.
Yeah. I actually knew Paul Walker from that movie with the dogs in the Arctic. Not Snow Dogs, but that's where I first was introduced
to Thing?
No. I forget what it was called. 8 Below. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
It was like a family drama. But, he does age quite fast.
He ages a really weird amount that you can't really tell. I mean, Vin Diesel doesn't. I mean, I love seeing young. This is okay. This is why I love the original one so much, is that you just see all these characters so young, and it's kind of fun to watch. Like, aw. Like, Paul Walker looks so young in the first two Fast and Furious movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like a child, and then he's not in the rest of them, but he's just like, and then like even Vin Diesel looks young, and so does Michelle Rodriguez, and like everyone just feels so young in the original, and so it's so fun to watch.
Yeah. All right. Go number two.
Oh, wait, no, we haven't talked about
Fast and Furious 6.
We haven't talked about Fast and Furious 6, so that's your four and our three.
Yeah.
I think what I liked a lot about this was that Luke Evans as the villain.
Yeah, he's incredible. Yeah.
That's what got me. I love villains, and like it was a lot better than the previous ones.
Yeah, he was one of my favorite. He's one of my favorite villains in a movie, and like the fact that they're bringing this good of a villain, and I think that's what Five. One of the faults of Five is I don't think Five's villain.
Yeah.
Is Five's villains very forgettable?
Okay. I like that one the most. So
I love Fast Five.
Okay. All right.
But I think that Six's villain. Six it's really feels like it has a villain, has somebody evil in it.
Oh, yeah.
For me, though, Six was a little forgettable.
Yeah.
Like, I can say I've watched every other Fast and the Furious movie a lot, except for Six, I just haven't. I don't know why I haven't watched it that much.
I mean, it's a little ridiculous. I mean, she didn't actually die. Like, now she's back.
Yeah,
like,
there's a whole back and forth with Letty, and I'm not a big fan of good characters turning evil and the whole... I can't stand the whole mind wipe thing in every movie that bugs me.
Yeah.
Well, in the new one, the trailer.
Oh, boy, I know. I'm not happy for that. I don't think that his mind's wiped, though.
Of course not.
I think he's being controlled. I don't think his mind's gone, which is why it's like, I think he just needs to find the way to get out of the problem he's stuck in.
He can't have his mind wiped, because the whole point of these movies are the family.
Yeah.
If the family's broken.
And I think that, like, I'm not a big fan of the amnesia storylines in any... I think that's what makes me not a big fan of Six.
It's very soap opera-like.
Yeah. Gal Gadot, though. She's great in everything.
Oh, yeah.
Whew.
I agree with that.
And I really like her and Han. The two of them kind of, they work. And it's cute. But, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, my number two is the original. Just because it's the original. And this is kind of how I feel about Harry Potter also. It's the original. It started everything.
Yeah.
And so, for me, it just kind of has... nostalgic, even though I just saw it. Like
no, it's you can rewatch that one.
You can rewatch it again and again. Yeah, and it's just everybody's so young, everybody's so good looking.
Yeah,
and it doesn't have anything else to build off of, and so it kind of makes the world. And
yep,
yeah.
All right, we're hitting. Was that year two?
That's my number two.
Okay,
for me, one and two, it was really hard.
Oh, I'm pretty clear on it. What's your two?
My number two is Fast Five.
Same.
Okay, right. My number one's Fast Five. So we'll talk about that.
Then this will make a lot of sense because Josh's list is just going to shift down when he sees our number one. So let's talk Fast Five. Fast Five is when they broke into this new world of it's a heist movie.
Yeah.
It really became to that other level.
Well, yeah. And they add in, they're just like, okay, we have so many characters to choose from. And they chose the good ones. They didn't bring back Mumbly from Tokyo Drift. So
who was Mumbly?
The main character of Tokyo Drift is awful.
That was his name, Mumbly?
No, I just call him that because he can't really act. Oh.
Lucas Black,
and they bring in Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, that's awesome.
As a villain, though.
Yes.
Sort of.
I don't know.
Like, he is...
just never, ever let them get in the cars.
Yeah.
Like, we know Dom from the other ones. Like, no one can ever match up with him. Well, but here's The Rock, who's, and, like, on his level.
He is jacked. Yeah. Like, he is so much bigger in this than any other movie I've seen him in.
Yeah. And when the final fight between him and the big dude.
Yeah. I mean, just,
dude,
he's a, his character keeps going back and forth in those ones where it's like, and now he, and now he's like very clearly a good guy.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
a family member, but he's that one's yeah, it, and they like pick the good ones. They bring back Han in that one, or is that 6 that they bring Han in?
Han's in 6 because
Yeah. He's in 5, 6, and 7 and 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of,
yeah.
He's kind of in 7.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there's not really... Fast 5 kind of started this whole thing.
Yep. Yeah. Really did.
It started the whole kind of new age of Fast and Furious.
So what did you guys think of the setting, though? So this was in... this was... I think this was before they did the giant world hopping. This was, like, directly out of 4 where they're doing... directly out of 4, they're doing... They, he get, Dom gets sent to jail, and they break him out instantly at the start of 5.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we, but we find the whole thing, it's in, shoot, Brazil, right? In Rio the whole time. I thought Rio was a fantastic location to set this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
The way the streets are like set up is great.
Yeah.
Even though it'd start the whole expat thing, which I'm not the biggest fan of. That's another thing I don't like in movies is the whole like, where, oh, our characters are expats and we have
What's expat?
Means that they're not allowed to live in America anymore.
Oh.
Like running from the law kind of.
Oh yeah.
And
Inception.
Yeah. Like that, I mean, Inception starts like that, but once they take a character out of it, like that's my problem with John Wick 2 and the way John Wick 2 ends. Is that he's
spoilers?
Yeah. Sorry. It's kind of, but like that's got my problem with that, the way it wraps the movie up kind of makes the whole, and I think they do a good job with 5, like, oh, we're gonna set it here, but it's just like,
yeah.
Also it's the believability, like if the things they did, and the, once you break out of prison, you're not going back to the U.S. ever.
No.
Like, yeah. That's just not happening.
Yeah.
There's no way the U.S. government lets that. I mean, until 7's ridiculousness.
Yeah.
7. All right,
so let's talk about your number one.
It's Furious 7.
Yep.
Furious 7 is the best in the franchise for me. It's very clear cut.
Yeah. I'd have to, I mean, it is close to me with the 1 and 2, but... 7, like, just, I remember sitting in the theater and being wowed.
It's, it is incredible. Yeah. It is, there's just so much, like, there's so many parts to that make it great.
It's so cool, self-aware, and then the finish.
Yeah.
It was just so well done and, like, touching, and you don't expect that from this franchise.
Oh, right, oh my God, the last... the end of that one. That was, and I mean, when you watch 7, and this is, and like, because you know what happens, and you watch 7, you're like, okay, we're waiting for what's going to happen to this character. And the way they wrap the character up is incredible and very, very respectful.
Yep. Hmm. Shout out to Wiz Khalifa for...
That song is... I was not a fan of the song until I see it in the movie. Wow. Like, oh,
works
wow.
So well.
And this one was... I think this was when it like... They do spectacles somewhat in 5 and 6. Like, they do some crazy set pieces, but 7 was nuts. 7 is nuts.
Oh, there's so much.
And they add in,
two of my favorites, Kurt Russell,
which is just, okay, you know who needs to be in the Fast franchise? Kurt Russell. Yep.
And now he's here to stay. And then Jason Statham,
who is such a good villain.
Yes, he really
is. He's kind of a pseudo-villain, though, because the whole time he's there, but they have to go do something else during it.
Yeah.
And he's just there, and he keeps finding his way into the situations, and... there's just like every set piece in that is so crazy.
Yep.
Even from the start when they have the it's got Digimon Howzy too.
Mm.
I forget, I can't pronounce his name. I'm terrible with names. But he runs in the family. He is kind of the front-faced villain, and then Statham takes this kind of strange backseat, but he's still there the whole time. Mm. Which is interesting how they're going to make him a family member in 8? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Because he is evil in 7.
And I can't wait for that scene in the trailer that they show The Rock and him going at it.
That's going to be awesome.
Yes! Oh my gosh.
Because they're so different.
They just came out with a movie clip. Like
No, watching it. Don't watch it.
It's awesome. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
8 is going to be, I don't think it's going to be as ridiculous as 7. I mean...
Oh, I from the one trailer I saw, it looks like it.
Okay, I mean stunt-wise. Like... like hype wise, yeah.
It's still okay. I mean, Seven's got the thing is like people would think about the trailer for Seven, they think of
jumping between
building scene, which I will admit is absolutely insane.
Yeah. I can't believe they did that. But that's real not life. Even that they did their own stunts.
They
dude.
Didn't do that. Really.
What are you nuts?
No, he doesn't. They don't actually. Also, not to mention that car is like $25 million.
Tom Cruise was a stunt driver.
Like, really? They don't actually do, but like they managed that CGI for that scene is fantastic.
Yeah, the whole movie.
How was CGI Paul Walker?
It's not noticeable.
Yeah. It's not noticeable.
He's not good. Well, they don't do like what Rogue One did and hold on that.
It was not that.
Yeah, they don't hold like the character like Rogue One. Like Tarkin's like a main character in Rogue One, and he's very like there all the time. And you're like, okay, this is just unsettling. But yeah. they give. I mean, it's early when it is, but it's unnoticeable because for this small amount
they use Paul Walker's brother to like, actually act his part. So
oh, for real?
It's not like in Rogue One where there's no one.
Where it looks like he looks like he's a video game character.
Yeah.
Or you can like you can just tell that's not them.
Nope.
Okay, so I think we've gotten a good talk about the franchise of the Fast and the Furious. Yeah. I think we will be talking about it more next week as well.
Oh, yeah.
One of the large event movies of the year. This movie's going to make a ton.
Yeah.
This movie's going to make
I don't think
so
it's going
to
match the other one just because of like...
Well, the other one was Paul Walker's death generated
I don't
a lot
think,
of
though,
hype about it.
I don't think that it was Paul Walker.
I think the song... like did have something to do with it too.
I think yeah,
like, that was like the song of the year in terms of sales,
and Fate hasn't really done that yet, but I honestly think that Seven, I think that Eight's gonna make the same amount. I think Seven did such a seven the reason it drew people in was the spectacle and the trailers, and the trailers from what I've seen, the trailers for Fate are great.
Yeah. And now you have Charlize Theron in there.
Yeah. And they're just they're adding one. They kept majority, I mean, except for Paul Walker. They kept the majority of the cast.
Yep.
Yeah. The question is, they can't back down. Like, they started this snowball rolling. They can't get less insane with their stunts.
I don't think they are.
I think they just need to get more creative.
Yeah.
Like, they don't need to get larger. They just need to get more creative.
Well, the new one has a tank, so.
True. And a submarine.
Oh, man, we got a tank. Shout out to Ludacris. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just, what are they going to do for 9 and 10? And I mean,
I think what they have planned up to like, I will keep watching these.
I'm going to keep watching them.
I would love to see Fast 15.
Diesel's like a senior citizen.
You know, though, they're not going to ever.
One last ride.
It's like Stallone now.
I also love the fact that every time they say it's one last ride, because it's never, you're like, no, it's not. We know it's not.
The next movie.
It's like the Transformers movies, and then Optimus Prime. What is Optimus Prime going to do when he's destroyed? Like, no, he's not. Because they're going to make 9 more Transformers movies.
Yeah, I felt like they did market Furious 7 as being the end of like, the
road. They did.
And
they
then
did.
Paul Walker died, and they're like, oh, well, now it's probably not going to happen another one. But nope.
Yeah.
But then $1.5 billion later.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's kind of like one of those ones.
That's how much it made?
Yeah.
Worldwide.
Wow.
It made so much money, and it came out in the exact same time that Fate will.
Yeah.
I mean, you think like, oh, a summer blockbuster, those can make like billions and it makes sense, but something in April doing that, that's going to be insane.
Yeah.
And now we're just looking at, who we get this year? We're going to get the next Furious movie, which is going to be, make so much money. We're going to get Star Wars 8.
Spider-Man.
I don't see Spider-Man making the billion mark.
Of course not.
But I don't see it very...
It's going to make a lot. I think it's going to make over 500,000.
I mean, we have a Transformers movie coming out, which, I mean...
Transformers is going to make 750. That's
no, it won't. It will break a billion.
Dude, really? Spider-Man's going to break a billion.
I don't think Spider-Man will.
I think Spider-Man's 500,000 to 750,000.
Yeah, I'd say that. It's going to make a good amount, but I see it like sitting where Batman v Superman did.
There's a lot of good summer movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a great... Good job segueing us. Let's go talk about the summer movies.
Yeah.
Because... I will be the first to say that last year's summer was disappointing.
Yeah, me too.
I think it was just very...
I would assume that you're not actually the first to say that.
Yeah, I know.
That's just me. When does summer start?
We'll say summer starts in May, which means we open up with the last movie we're going to talk about in the same Civil War sense of last time.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2!
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is, I think it was my... It's my second most anticipated movie.
What's your
of
number
year?
One? Alien Covenant?
Which we will... Which we won't be able to talk about in the show, but... Oh my god, am I excited for that.
Oh yeah.
Alright, so let's just go through
We got King Arthur.
What do you guys think about this?
Funky, that's what I think.
It looks weird. I feel like it could be it's either going to do just okay, or it's going to end up like Pan and just trying to do something way too crazy and nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really? Who's the director for that?
I think it's somebody.
Jonathan. No, it's not.
Shane Black. Not Shane Black.
Not Shane Black.
Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie. Okay.
Yeah.
That's your boy, the Man from U.N.C.L.E. He did that, Josh. We talked about
that last
week.
I love The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows how to do action films that are like stylish.
This one's just weird. It's got it's the guy playing the king in it. I liked him. He's
Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah. No, not Charlie Hunnam. Charlie Hunnam's playing Arthur. The guy playing the bad king. He was in Spy.
Yeah.
Well, I know
Yeah. I forget his name, but yeah.
Oh, Jude Law.
Yeah, Jude Law is he's I guess playing the evil character?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe. He does look evil.
I love the look of this so far. That's all I can release. Yeah. I don't know enough. I saw the Comic-Con trailer, and I haven't watched the new trailer for it yet.
I haven't watched any new trailers for it. I mean, I might still see it.
There's one thing Guy Ritchie knows is style.
Yeah.
And it's definitely, I mean, this has definitely got a unique style, but I just don't know if it's going to work.
Another one coming out May 12th is Snatched.
Snatched. That's Amy Schumer.
I'm not an Amy Schumer fan.
I thought Trainwreck was overrated.
I agree. I don't like her comedy really.
Yeah, her new special on Netflix was
I'm not even gonna touch it.
Really bad.
I don't find her comedy funny.
It's not.
But I still think. I mean, I'm holding out. I hope this is good. It looks like it has potential.
She looks like potential. She looked like you get some of the Amy Schumerism in it, but it doesn't feel like Trainwreck was her in your face the whole time. That's literally her comedy.
Yeah.
It's like it's the same reason I'm not a big fan of Kristen Wiig. Is that Kristen Wiig's comedy is the exact same every single time.
Yeah.
And like I would never see a movie just Kristen. Oh, it's because she wasn't playing Kristen Wiig. She was playing a different actual character for once.
She was so funny in Ghostbusters.
She was.
She was awesome.
It was one of the first times I like significantly liked her like acting.
Yeah.
But I'm still waiting for Schumer to try to do something other than herself.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, same day coming out, The Wall.
That's that's ATJ. Isn't it an Amazon release?
It might be. All I know is that looks really good.
Okay, that's the one where the guys
Johnson and John Cena.
It's because he's trapped. I don't think John Cena's in it that much. So it's like these two guys are hiding behind a wall in the middle of.
John Cena's in the desert. ATJ's behind the wall.
Yeah, well, and John Cena gets hit by a sniper.
Yeah, and so John Cena has to just lie there. He can't move or else he'll be shot.
Yeah, I think it's
going to be good.
Oh yeah, wow!
It's roadside.
I'm really excited for this.
I don't know. Is this getting a? Is it being dropped in theaters?
Well, it's got a theatrical release poster, so.
I think what happened was, I think this was originally not supposed to be theatrically released. I think Amazon was going to drop it on their website alone.
Yeah.
And then they decided to actually bring it to the forefront and release it. So that's why they pushed the release date back by a couple months, so that they could release it in theaters. It sounds interesting. I caught the trailer, I think, back in January for it. Yeah, I don't know. It's a war movie. It doesn't seem particularly like. I don't know. I feel like it's probably going to get swept under the rug because it's coming out in May. And my thoughts is that I think Guardians will take May 5th and May 12th up until Alien Covenant comes out. It will be top of the box office. And it'll probably sit at 2. Probably until.
I don't know, dude. You got Diary of the Wimpy Kid coming in.
It's going to destroy that movie.
Did you see the trailer for that?
It looks awful. Note.
They replaced Roderick with like a horrible looking.
I just didn't know that they made this. I didn't know that they made like 4 or 5 of these.
Yeah. I watched the first two ones, which I really enjoyed. And then I got old.
Were you a fan of the books?
Yeah.
I only was aware that one ever came out.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, they're finally making a sequel to this movie that came out in like 2007.
Yeah.
And then I realized.
It was a little late.
No, there's like 5 of these.
That and Captain Underpants. Which they're making one.
That's what's so weird.
It looks insane.
But the voice cast behind it,
Kevin Hart.
Voice cast is great, but
they dropped the trailer like dangerously late for this for something that's a very well known property. That seems like all right.
When's Captain Underpants coming out?
It's a June movie. Let's stay in May because we can't leave May without talking about Alien Covenant.
Yeah, I heard that movie's not going to make a lot of money. All right, moving on.
Alien Covenant. I've stopped watching the trailers for it because I just don't want any more of it spoiled for me. But like the first two pieces of promotional material that Alien Covenant released were this one trailer that's very very subtle, and then the second one was just like this opening scene that we're not sure if it's going to be in the movie yet or not. But that opening scene was incredible. It's one of the best pieces of marketing I've seen yet.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, this is like your franchise.
It is. It's like it is. I've been never been hyped enough for a movie like this one. It's gonna be like everything that's we've seen of it makes it seem like there's a line I think in one of the trailers that just goes, "There's like human vegetation here, but like listen," and they just like play through all of this like white noise and like nothing.
Yeah.
No animals. No other humans. Nothing.
Don't get too hyped. Where like. You expect like the perfect movie.
No, yeah, I loved Prometheus. I'm not. I mean, like, I'll be honest. Alien is a very low shooting franchise. They've got 2.5, I would say.
Hmm.
They got Alien, Aliens, and Prometheus is about a half.
Yeah.
The other ones are all guilty pleasure.
What are the ones? Alien 3,
Alien Cube,
Alien Resurrection,
Alien Resurrection, AVP, and AVP Requiem are both. The first AVP is an absolute guilty pleasure. Anybody who went into that thinking, "Oh, this is gonna be great." It's about an Incan pyramid set in Antarctica under the ice. There's no way that that's a good movie. Like, yeah. that premise alone is ridiculous.
Okay, so, but, side note, what do you suggest to see before seeing
Covenant?
Alien Covenant?
1, 2, and Prometheus.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all you need to see.
Cool.
If you want to be, I mean, I would see all of the Alien movies. Because you
but
should.
In order to see the Alien movies, you need to also see the Predator movies.
No, that's not true.
No?
Okay. Yeah, I mean... I think I saw AVP. Like, in even the Predator movies, you only need to see Predator.
Okay.
And then, because Predator 2 is literally Predator, but you could actually choose if you wanted to see Predator or Predator 2. Predator 2 is just Predator in LA with Danny Glover. Oh. And Predators is interesting, and I like that. And I'm also psyched for the fact that Shane Black is writing and directing the new Predator movie.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Which is dope.
And we like Shane Black a lot.
We are huge Shane Black fans here.
Yeah.
I always heard that the District 9 director and writer was supposed to do a new Alien movie, and that never happened.
I think that got... Because I think Covenant made that not happen. Covenant's a weird... is set in a weird time. Because it's kind of Prometheus 2, but it's also an Alien prequel.
Yeah, it looks like Prometheus 2 to me.
I think that it's... I don't think it's going to be... It's not going to be as good as the originals. I think it's going to be a very... I think it's going to have a lot of good stuff, and it probably won't get... great reviews, and I'll guarantee that I'm not gonna like I think it's going to be like Prometheus. I think it's gonna be in the same vein of Man of Steel, where like if you're okay with the faults and you like the stuff out, there's a lot to glean out of it that you like, and people will love it. The people who really like it will like it. It's like, because like I know so many people who can't stand Prometheus because it is weird and there's a lot of loopholes and there's a lot of stuff that doesn't make any sense. But there's so much good in Prometheus that if you watch it again and again and like start to glean information out of it, it is one of the best sci-fi movies.
Mm-hmm. Even the performances, Fassbender kills in that.
And he's going to be in this one playing a totally different character.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver's not in it, right?
No.
Oh, well. I mean, do you think we'll see her again or not? Do you think there'll be like a throwback film? Like... she'll be in the next one or because they're definitely making another Alien movie.
I don't think. I mean, yeah, no. What is it? Ridley Scott said he has like plans for 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm. But do you think Sigourney Weaver is going
to
come back at all?
No, I don't see. She doesn't need to. Honestly, she really. It's not like Ghostbusters where she can make a cameo. Like she was the lead star for 4 of these, 2 of which aren't that good, but like are I guess considered. And I think that why they took away. The District 9 director, whose name I can't think of at the moment, why they took away his one was because he wanted to do the real sequel to Aliens. But that would cut 3 and 4 out of the canon, which when you start doing that gets kind of confusing.
Neil Blomkamp.
Yeah. I liked some of the stuff he does. I think I want to see him do another original property because he's done, I think, 1 good original property.
Yeah. Chappie was a bit of a mess.
Chappie was a mess. Elysium was okay.
I did like Elysium.
I think that I want to see something different. Like, I felt Elysium was a little too familiar in different senses.
Yeah, it was very familiar, but I still think it was also out of the box in a different sense. Like, I mean, style.
Yeah. Wait, does District 9 Charlton Copley?
Yeah.
I love that guy. He's somebody, you put his name in something, it's always going to be weird and quirky, despite it being good or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we started out one of the first episodes of Animatronic Dinosaurs, we talked about... The crazy first person movie that he did last year.
Oh yeah,
Hardcore Henry.
Hardcore Henry, yeah.
That was nuts. Like, looking
was it
back,
good? I never even saw
it. It's not a good movie, but like looking back on it, that movie is crazy.
Yeah.
The fact that they filmed an entire movie in first person is really, really nuts.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to put it. Like, I ranked it, but it's also just so weird and out of the box that And then Charlotte Copley's character in that is absolutely nuts. And
do you think people have, like, they've probably, if you put that up on YouTube, you could watch it in, like, VR.
That would make people throw up.
That'd be awesome.
I'm not joking. Like, I went and saw it with Brian, and Brian was, like, went to the bathroom afterwards. Like, I'm somebody who has a decently steely stomach. Decently, because I still have motion sickness in other situations, but, like, I was, like, not feeling it after that. Uh-huh. And it'd be a while before I watch that movie again.
Yeah.
But yeah, VR would make people puke their guts out with that.
Yeah.
And then the next week, there's Baywatch.
Yeah.
And Pirates of the Caribbean.
This will be the one that dethrones Guardians at the top of the... Guardians will hold the top position of the box office until this weekend, because I think Pirates will make a lot.
That's a good head-to-head, because, like, they're different movies. Like, Baywatch, I guess, appeals to that, like, Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
And then...
I mean, it's got The Rock in it also.
And so. I think it got officially rated R. Which is good. That's what it needs. It needs that R rating. Yeah.
Like a 22 Jump Street sort of feel. Like fun.
Yeah.
Like not taking itself too seriously.
It looks funny.
Yeah.
I
mean, I'll give it that. Yeah. And it's good counter programming to Pirates, because I know not a lot of people will want. Like, I think that Pirates is a very specific demographic now. It goes for little kids, which is what I don't like about it that much anymore. I was not a fan of 4. I like 1 through 3, and I know that's not a very...
C4.
Not a very common thread that people like, the second and third one. Because the first one, rewatching the first one, it is incredible. It's so good.
First one's great. Second one I did like, too.
Yeah, like, too, I enjoy two.
Is that Jaw Dirt? Jaw got a Jaw Dirt. Yeah. Is that the third one?
That's a cliffhanger.
I don't remember it. I don't know. They and four, the reason I didn't like it.
Which one's Captain Barbosa?
That's 1 and 3.
Okay.
He's the antagonist.
Davy Jones?
That's 2 and 3.
That's
2.
Yeah, that's Jaw Dirt. Remember, he puts his heart in the jar of dirt, and then he can't touch it because he can't touch Earth. He's like, I got a Jaw Dirt. You don't remember this?
I've not seen 2 and 3 in a while.
It's so good.
I think 1 was nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
Which what? Is,
yeah.
For costumes?
I think it got costuming.
Makeup and hairstyle, yeah.
And then Johnny Depp. Best supporting.
Johnny Depp doesn't do it for me anymore. It's like, now he just does Jack Sparrow and everything.
And everything, except for Black Mass. It's like, this is a great Johnny Depp performance. He's a chameleon. He
sort of wasted in, like, a mediocre script, though.
Yeah. It's not a good movie, but a great Johnny Depp. Yeah. Like, a different Johnny Depp, which is what we're asking for now.
Yeah, because Mad Hatter is... Let's be realist.
But he plays Jack Sparrow as the Mad Hatter. Exactly. He plays Jack Sparrow's Willy Wonka.
Even in Fantastic Beasts, I was like, this is a little bit of...
He looks like Johnny Depp. Yeah. It's just Johnny Depp. It's nowhere... Yeah. Like, it's not anybody else in that role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was... Yeah, that Fantastic Beast twist, too, I saw from the very start.
That was just silly.
I mean, I didn't see Johnny Depp, but...
No,
right?
I heard the casting of him.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, they said they casted him, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I'm terrible with actors right now. When Colin Farrell starts turning into Johnny Depp, I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Another great actor turning into Johnny Depp.
Poor Colin Farrell. I felt like he would have made a better villain in the series.
Yeah.
But like from the very first shot they show of, I don't remember the game. Some parts of Fantastic Beasts were a little too forgettable, which we had some kind of like fun competition last night at Quidditch where we had this competition, who can name characters in Fantastic Beasts. I can name one, Newt. That's it. I can't name the names of any other character in it.
Yeah.
Or any of the animals as well.
Grindelwald or something like that.
Yeah, that's the bad guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It makes me kind of sad.
Yeah,
I feel like it could have been a little... I don't know. Like, Harry Potter was household names when Sorcerer's Stone came out, and that's largely because of the book. But,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, those characters, they also say their names consistently throughout the movie. It's the Pokemon effect.
True. Yeah, yeah.
Harry Potter? Like, they say his name at least 20 or 30 times in the first movie. Same with Ron and Hermione.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Young Hermione. So... that's going to be an interesting weekend.
Because I miss how... Do you remember Harry... Do you remember when the 8th movie came out and just how crazy it was?
I honestly got into it post all of the movies coming out.
You did? Really?
Yeah, what? I was... I came late to that. I actually... My entrance into Harry Potter was I watched all... I think part 2 was coming out in theaters, and I watched one through six, and I couldn't find a way to watch seven part one, so I didn't. And then seven part two came out, and then like 4 years later, I binged all of them over again, and including seven part two.
It went like perfectly with our ages, though.
Yeah, I know. So, like,
I don't get how you missed it.
I actually saw the first one with my parents when I was a little kid, like on TV, and it scared me. The troll scene, we shut it off after the troll scene. Then I watched two and don't remember it ever being scary, which is funny.
Two was so scary.
Looking back on it, two is terrifying.
Two is so scary.
And then I saw three, and three ruined it for me. Three was like the Dementors. I could not finish the movie.
Yeah.
And now I love them.
I love three.
Because like three's one of the best.
Three's really good.
And four too. Four's epic.
Four's so epic.
Four's the one I saw like four or five times on TV and stuff like that. And I don't like four.
No.
Nope. Four's my.
I love the Triwizard Tournament.
Oh yeah.
I thought that was a letdown. I thought that the first level of the Triwizard Tournament's amazing, and then they kind of like mermaids and the weird forest thing.
I think it's just so fun. It's like the perfect age. They're like discovering themselves. You got Cedric there as like an awesome side character.
Oh yeah.
And then Mad-Eye Moody is like
Mad-Eye Moody's so badass. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I just like didn't connect with any of the characters at that point. I was like, I don't really care.
Oh really?
Yeah.
And I liked it because like Harry was being like a jerk to all his buddies, and like he had to deal with having this like limelight on him, and then you have Ron as like just the like angry best friend like in the shadow, like I thought the relationships were pretty awesome in that one.
And, I mean, I have a soft spot for one and two because I love the way Columbus did the art direction in that. I think the art direction in one and two are
like the perfect setup.
Anyways,
point is right. Movies don't end anymore. Harry
that
Potter,
is true.
The eighth movie, and that was it. And everybody knew there's not.
Yeah, they
be
sealed
anymore.
The door. That's fine.
And it was amazing. But Star Wars, I mean, they're not. Star Wars.
Disney also said that they will be making Star Wars movies till the end of time.
Avengers Infinity War Part 2. Is that going to be the end of Marvel? Let's be real. No, they're making too much
money. No, they also said in that same interview they will be making Marvel movies till they can't anymore.
Side note, Chris Evans is about to like film his final Captain America role.
That's crazy.
No way.
I still don't understand how they're going to do Infinity War.
He's going to die.
Yeah, I mean, I totally expect that. I mean, okay.
He's the most underrated like performance.
Read the comic book for Infinity War, and
everybody dies.
Thanos kills half of the Avengers in a second because when he gets the Infinity Gauntlet, he wants to prove to Lady Death how powerful he is, and so he snaps his fingers and kills half of the life in the universe, including Hawkeye, half of the Fantastic Four, half of the X-Men, and then half the Avengers all die instantly.
Yeah.
Along with a bunch of, like, almost all of the Kree die. Like, how are they going to do that? Like, his powers are so much more powerful than, like, anything.
I don't think they're going to be able to do that in the movies. I think they're going to tone it down.
They're going to
make it an actual battle.
Like, they have to, because the fight between Thanos and the Avengers isn't really a fight, because Thanos is more, like, becomes the most powerful being in the universe.
Yeah, and they'd have to bring in Lady Death, and, like, why would he kill
Oh, they already have. Like, they have everything set up for it. They have the main players in that are Nebula, who they've already added in, Lady Death, who I forget who they're considering Lady Death is, but they have like a character set up to play that. Adam Ant or something like this, and the Silver Surfer are the four, and Thanos. Those are the four main characters.
Wait, the Silver Surfer's coming back?
He's not. The Silver Surfer and Adam. I don't think it's Adam Ant. I forget the name of him, but those two roles will be totally played by Doctor Strange, and he'll be the most important character in this movie.
Huh?
Because
Doctor Strange will.
Yeah, and Thanos, and Nebula is very important as well. And like,
Nebula,
to be honest, all of the other Avengers are kind of pointless. They're not. They because the truth is they can't touch him.
Hmm.
But they're going to have Doctor Strange can.
I wouldn't be surprised if they tone down how powerful the glove is because he kills Thanos kills who's Galactus, who is the Planet Eater. He's the most one of the most powerful characters in Marvel because he is he was a god. He was created. He was one of the people who created the universe.
Yeah.
And Thanos kills him. Like that's nuts.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough.
there's no way it's going to be that same level, and so
I'm sure part one is going to end on like a very dark note.
We're losing one of the main Avengers. I think they didn't kill either of the two of them in
Civil War.
They're going
to pull Empire Strikes Back.
They're going to kill Iron Man or Captain America.
Yeah.
I think it'll be Cap.
Yeah,
I think. I mean, they're both going to die. I wouldn't be surprised if Iron Man dies and Captain America dies.
But do you think they're going to be brought back?
That's
what they do in Infinity Wars in the comics.
Yeah, they bring everyone returns, but
Well, who resets the universe? Isn't it like the Ancient One or something, or like the
I know,
Sentinel or something?
No, it's gonna be Doctor Strange who resets the universe.
Right.
He probably will use the Eye of Agamotto again in reverse time.
But he can't, because the Infinity Stone's gonna be in the Gauntlet.
Yeah, but he's gonna probably get it back and put it back in the eye, and then use the Time Stone to reverse time.
Yeah.
Which, like, think about, Thanos will have the ability to control time, which means he's unbeatable.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Yeah, wait, and Strange won't have the Eye of... So
Strange will be able to do nothing against... I bet we're going to get a giant battle, like a citywide battle against the Chitauri, like happened in the first one. Because yeah.
Just Thanos.
No, I think Thanos will be there.
Against Chitauri too. Oh.
I think Thanos will be there, but I think that we're going to get a citywide battle against... Against the Chitauri again, which I won't mind. I think it will be fun to see all these characters fighting together.
Hmm. I heard a rumor that they're going to bring back Quicksilver.
I don't know.
Whoa.
Quicksilver also dies in that group of half the universe dying. Hmm. So, he's already dead. I think Scarlet Witch will probably play a big role too, because Scarlet Witch is powerful.
She's so... She can bring... Okay, in the comics, she can bring people back from the dead. I feel like she should bring back Quicksilver. I don't think she's powerful enough yet.
She's realized her... And Vision's also very powerful.
But Vision's gonna die.
Vision's going to die at the start of the film too, when
Thanos gets the gem back.
Steals his gem.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's gonna be... I don't understand how Infinity War is working, but it's the... It's the two guys who did the Captain America movies. So the Russos. So
that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, and the Russos do a great job with everything. Yeah, you still have Guardians 2 to look forward to, Thor 3, which looks amazing.
Thor 3 looks
awesome. If people aren't excited for
Thor 3. No more long locks.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Looks gritty.
He looks pretty, but he doesn't look like Thor.
There's no way this movie is going to be gritty at all.
No.
I mean, the director is Taika Waititi. Oh,
you said pretty?
I said gritty, dude.
Oh, I said pretty. I said he doesn't look pretty.
He looks like a real, like, war man.
Gritty? No, there's no way. This guy's a comedy director. He did Flight of the Conchords. He's going to make it hilarious. It's going to be... It might be like...
Remember Dave. He said Dave.
Thor 3 will probably be the best Thor movie.
Well, yeah.
The cast is nuts.
Did you see the what is Thor doing now?
Yeah.
With Dave.
We're still sitting on no trailer yet for Thor, which is interesting.
I saw a picture. I mean, it was a fan art, but it was a picture. It looked really good, and it's got the Hulk in his gladiator outfit.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's going to be weird.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. If we're talking about like greatest Marvel scenes, I think that...
Thor versus Hulk, yeah.
No, I think Hulk versus Hulkbuster is my favorite Marvel fight ever. It's so good.
Yeah.
That's the one reason I still love Age of Ultron.
I love Age of Ultron so much.
It's okay.
I don't love it.
Ultron's not that good of a villain. The problem is he could have been a great villain.
He's not, like, so overrated. The twins are kind of lame, their story. Yeah. But I mean, the fights are amazing in
that. I just think that the Hulkbuster fight, I would rewatch the movie solely for that fight, because it is so good.
Yeah.
It is like, it is one of the best. It might be, in my mind, the best Marvel fight ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, Dormammu, that's a good scene.
Yeah, let's go back to the list. We were on a half an hour long tangent there.
That's awesome. I love Marvel.
All right. We're in June now.
Yeah.
Do you want to highlight the big ones?
Yeah. Wonder Woman. That might be decisive.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to be working at one of the production companies for Wonder Woman when it comes out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Captain Underpants, same day.
Where's that, in LA?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you're going to get an internship in LA?
Yeah, I got. I'm working at
That's awesome.
Studio.
So what you're saying is you can get us into movies?
No, I can't.
In LA?
You're going to be like, awesome. You're going to work at AMC again, aren't you?
Maybe. I might be doing research.
We're at the top,
campus.
Man.
Yeah.
So
the next weekend...
I want to talk about Wonder Woman for a second, because I'm interested in seeing... every single piece of material... In this, I have very large, like, I think it'll be good. I think this will be the one that fixes DC.
I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't think so? I think that Wonder Woman will, it'll either be the one that fixes DC or the one that's going to stand out. Be like, blah, 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 but Wonder Woman's great.
It does look different than anything they've done before.
Yeah, but I don't know how they're going to do Wonder Woman and then Justice League. And I think if Wonder Woman's great, I don't think Justice League's going to be up there. And so Justice League's trying to be the Avengers. It's not going to be. And so
I think that they needed to re-look at the way they set it up. And
Shout out to DC for making a film that solos a woman. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's... All right, Marvel still hasn't done that yet.
Yeah. They've got Scarlet Witch now.
And even though I would say I'm adequately excited for Wonder Woman. I want this to do well.
Yeah.
And
I do too.
I think it'll do well. When you think of Wonder Woman, it's like she's one of the original.
Everybody knows Wonder Woman.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I think my biggest problem with Suicide Squad is the script. And I think that was hurt by the fact that they had to write a script in a couple weeks. And then they tried too hard to base it off of everything else that was going on. Like, Guardians came out. Oh, let's make it like Guardians. And that didn't work.
Yeah.
And Wonder Woman has nothing to... I think the closest thing that they could actually be basing it on is Captain America.
Yeah.
And Wonder Woman as a character is so different from Captain America that I'm not worried it's trying to take something.
But like that picture with like Chris Pine and then the other, like her soldiers, I guess.
Yeah.
That did feel a bit like Captain America with his...
With his Bucky and the...
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Captain Underpants, I'm hesitant with this just because of how late the trailer dropped.
Yeah.
I think they're not ready. I don't think it's ready to go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they
the animation looks a little lazy, but like that's sort of the style.
It looks different.
Yeah.
I would say like
Yeah.
The animation looks cartoony.
Looks like a SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
It does look like the comics.
Yeah, it does look like a SpongeBob movie.
It looks like the cover of the books.
It does look like the cover.
Put it in the
I read a lot of Captain Underpants as a kid, which is funny because I don't remember any of it anymore.
Yeah, I can't even remember the titles. They were so long.
They were supposed to be ridiculous. We got
weren't
the one
there like each planet had one, or is that Robo something?
No, I don't remember. No, that's the there's the mouse one that
the Robo mouse one. Yeah.
Yeah. wow. What is that like?
They had like the toilet one. There are a lot of good ones.
Oh yeah, Professor Poopy Pants I think is in this one.
Oh my god, I love that. It's ridiculous. All right, Ricky Ricotta's Mighty Robot.
Right.
I was a Ricky Ricotta fan over Captain Underpants. Yeah. Same art style, but like, Ricky Ricotta was crazy. Like almost exactly same. I had all of those books when I was a kid. Yeah.
Anyway, all right, next weekend.
The Mummy.
I am psyched for this.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
When Tom Cruise stars in an action film, you know you're getting
special. There's so much talk about this like monster shared universe.
Yeah.
The thoughts are that there's gonna be like that Tom Cruise will be Van Helsing. Because Van Helsing's a monster fighter who can't die. He's like a magical monster fighter.
They did Hugh Jackman was him in like 2003 in a bad movie.
Yeah,
good. But like Scorpion King.
No,
that's an entirely different franchise. Yeah. No, but Van Helsing's a monster hunter, and I think he's gonna be this because they show him somehow get like. See, like he seems like he dies at one point, but he's still alive afterwards.
And then he comes back up. He sits up in his cage.
I think he's gonna be Van Helsing.
That's cool.
Because like that's like Van Helsing's thing. He can't die. That'd be awesome because that means we'll get Cruise in all of these.
Yeah.
And they're doing big casting for all of this, and like people like Tom Cruise won't sign on to a movie unless it's good. Like, when was the last time you saw Cruise in a bad movie?
Yeah,
I don't know.
He loves the Jack Reacher franchise. They're not great, but like
that might be the
they're
only.
They're not
section.
Bad either. Like
I like Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher 2 wasn't good.
I mean, I didn't see it, but like I heard it wasn't.
Never go back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We also get All Eyes on Me, which is the Tupac biopic. I've got reservations. It looks like it's really trying hard to be. Straight Out of Compton.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like it's really trying to...
Straight Out of Compton is going to, like, spawn its own sort of genre.
Like, of, like, biopics of 90s rappers.
Yeah.
And, like, Tupac's the one to do then. I'm sure they'll do Snoop at some point.
And Biggie.
Biggie, yeah. I mean, Tupac's the one that, like... Tupac's story is tragic, in a sense.
Yeah.
And his, like, rise to fame. I don't know. I'm interested to see it.
Yeah.
Okay, 16th, Cars 3.
Woo woo!
I still don't know what this movie's about.
Have you seen the trailer?
I haven't watched the new ones. I've seen just that one.
The new one looks good. It's pretty much just taken. It's like, now we got smart cars. Now they're bigger, better, faster, stronger.
I have less reservation. Like, I don't like Cars 2. It really bugs me that Cars 2 is made.
That's like Mater. It's like
it's bad. Cars 2 isn't a good movie.
Wait, Mater's not in it?
No, he is. He becomes the main character.
For Cars 2.
Oh, that's weird. Anyway, they're bringing back all the old guys in this, supposedly.
For some reason, I'm like not as worried about Cars 3. I think it's going to be good. I think that... Yeah. I don't know why.
I have no expectations for it, to be honest.
All right, 23rd.
Wait, what else do we have on the second one?
Nothing else.
Rough Night. We have Rough Night.
What's that?
That's the one with...
A movie I don't know, and Josh knows.
Scarlett Johansson and
do not want that. I don't want to see that at all. That looks real awful.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
It's this one that... It's like Scarlett Johansson. It goes on like a bachelorette party, and they accidentally kill a stripper. And then like try to not... It looks terrible.
Is it a comedy?
Yeah.
Sort of.
They try to make it a comedy.
It looks terrible. Yeah. It looks like they're trying to make two or three movies in one. It looks like it's trying to be The Hangover way too much. It's even set in Las
Vegas.
True.
Yeah.
So then the next week, Transformers.
Next weekend, Transformers.
I love the Transformers franchise.
I'm excited for it.
Except for 4. I'm going to see this one. I'll probably see it opening weekend.
I mean, it seems like a slow weekend, so I might check it out. But
it's going to make tons of money.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. It's probably going to break a billion.
Yeah.
It also looks ridiculous. Like, it goes back in time and fights the Nazis.
Yeah.
Just think about every Transformers concept I'll give you is pretty crazy, but that's nuts.
That is nuts.
That's crazy. All right, same day.
Nothing else coming out there.
Oh, the next week is Baby Driver.
Baby Driver looks
awesome.
Wait,
that's the 30th? I thought that was in August. Did it get moved up?
June 28th is what.
Oh, I got it as like late. Limited release.
That is an indie film, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about Baby Driver. We'll come because I think it's officially set for a full release on the 11th.
Oh, really?
So we'll talk. I'll look it up right now, actually.
Despicable Me 3 is also on that day.
I don't want that.
The second one wasn't too bad.
I like the first two Despicable Me movies. I just don't. June 28th. So yeah, we'll talk about Baby Driver in a second. This Minions was such a bad movie that I have no interest.
I didn't see Minions.
It's not good.
It was marketing.
Minions is funny. But it was successful. It's
funny to like 5-year-olds, but that's what you are, Josh. So it's okay.
Damn.
It's okay. We
shots fired.
You definitely round out this cast here. Wish Upon, one you guys will have no idea about. It's a cool concept and scary movie that I'm interested in, also only getting limited release.
Yep.
Amityville Awakening is supposed to come out, but it's not because they've been saying that it's going to come out for the last 3 years and they keep moving its release date. It was supposed to come out at January of last year.
Rings came out.
Yeah, Rings was one that got pushed back too. I don't know. It's gonna be bad, and it's not gonna make any money.
Hmm.
It's the 13th, like something. It's the third.
It's the 13th in the series.
Like there's a ton of Amityville movies, but there's no way I don't expect this to actually come out.
Hmm.
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if I looked up the date right now and it was a different date. All right, and then Baby Driver.
Baby Driver looks awesome.
It does. I love everything Edgar Wright makes.
Yep,
he's like a director that if you have him on anything, I will always watch.
Hmm.
I've yet to see him. Scott Pilgrim is one of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah.
You got anything to say about Baby Driver?
I mean, it has 100 on Rotten Tomatoes so far. It got like a standing ovation at like.
Jeez.
It
looks
festivals.
Awesome. It just looks like so much fun.
Yeah, it doesn't. I expect that to do a great
job. Did you
see
the trailers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Elgort's like the leading actor.
It's got Lily James, Kevin Spacey, and John Hamm and Jamie Foxx. This is a great cast.
Yeah.
And I've yet to see any. I mean, he's such a good director. It's such an interesting one.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be fun.
Let's see. You're hitting the. Let's see. You got July 7th, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Woohoo.
I'm worried about it now.
Why?
I'm starting to worry about Spider-Man.
I'm worried about it. It looks really. The CGI looks really noticeable to me.
That trailer too was.
Yeah.
The trailer gave away a lot.
Yeah.
I was not
the
happy.
Bridge scene. I was like.
Yeah. I think that what would make this a great movie is if what's his name?
Robert Downey Jr.
No, the villain.
Vulture.
Yeah, who played? I forget. Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
If Michael Keaton's good, this will be good. But I'm worried about it. That's all I have to say is like I'm worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe my most anticipated of the summer is the next week.
Oh, I
War
think I
for the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah,
Planet of the Apes. Yep.
All right, throw it because like I'm not franchises. A big I'm not in this franchise really. So
no.
I want you to you run for it, run for it.
Yeah, I just love the tone of these. It's dark and it's also like I think it's a great commentary on like society and just like how man tries to control everything. And one of my favorite performances probably is Andy Serkis as Caesar. And I think it's maybe the best like CGI I've ever seen is these. Like the apes look so real. Before Jungle Book, like this was here. And the first one was a great setup, like it had James Franco. And then the next one, like it was just a total adventure film. It was like in the wilderness. It was like apocalypse. And then this one now we have Woody Harrelson, who's going to be like the one in charge of destroying the apes. And I think it's going to be a great clash between him and Caesar. And there's one scene that Caesar has the gun pointed to his head from Woody Harrelson. And like I just know like there's gonna be so many tense moments in it, and they're just so well made, and just I love these films.
And they're I have not seen Dawn yet.
No,
well, I've seen Rise. I haven't seen Dawn.
Dawn was good. Yeah. Dawn was good.
I think this might be the one that segues into the original franchise too.
Yeah, I love the original franchise as well.
Yeah. Charlton Heston, right?
Yeah. They were ahead of its time.
Yeah, they're one of those ones where you're saying like it's like the 40s or 50s that came out, and it's like wow, that's insane how 50s. It's old. It's like it's pushing 60 years now, and we're still making Planet of the Apes movies.
Yep, because it's timeless. It's like the themes that are present just
show up at any time. It's always applicable. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is my
Josh. Stop breathing in the film. All right.
Dunkirk is the next
one. Dunkirk. Yeah.
Which one's Dunkirk?
That's the new Nolan.
On the beach.
Yeah, the Nolan. I am also worried about this movie.
Are you?
But it's a Christopher Nolan movie.
Yes, so was Interstellar. And I like Interstellar.
I loved Interstellar.
I love Interstellar too. Interstellar. No, I love Interstellar. Okay. It's got flaws though.
That was the most hype movie I've ever made something, and then I was really disappointed because
Interstellar?
It wasn't perfect. Yeah.
It's not perfect. And I think people are still going to hold Nolan to this perfect standard. Yeah. I don't think he's that good.
No, I'm not going
to
do that anymore.
I think he's made some... I mean, the Batman movies are great. One of the Batman movies is amazing. The other two are good.
He has flaws, and that's like trying to find the human side of his characters, like the natural sort of... It's very... I guess there's no heart in some moments of his films. Like, he needs to find that tenderness in some scenes.
Dunkirk will be interesting. I think it could be really good and go Oscars. It could be bad and people will probably flip out, and there'll be a few sects of us who are like kind of saw him coming. You gotta have to like put reservations on Christopher Nolan. He hasn't come out. His last movies he's done were Dark Knight Rises and Interstellar.
Yeah, he takes a long time with his films. He's a visionary. He likes to control every aspect of his films. I heard for this he bought a plane that was like $100,000 just for like a scene, like it was so right for the time, and it's ambitious.
Yeah, we'll see where he goes with it. I don't know. I'm reserved for it. Valerian, another movie that I think is not going to be good.
Oh, I'm really excited
this looks
for
horrible.
This. I think it looks really pretty.
I don't get the casting. It's so
that casting is atrocious.
I don't know.
They don't go together at all.
Maybe they don't, but I don't know if they're supposed to.
They are supposed to.
I think it's really pretty. I'm just excited for the world.
I'm worried about it.
I think it might
I'm not worried about it. I agree.
Looks like Jupiter Ascending a little bit.
And I don't think anybody knows. Like, it's not a. I think it's a property very few people know. And I know that there's like a comic book based around it because everything has one of those nowadays. But it has a cult following, but it looks like it costs so much money to make.
Yeah.
Nothing seems real in it.
And it's going up against Dunkirk.
Yeah.
All right, July 28th.
Atomic Blonde.
That looks cool.
That looks awesome.
That's Charlize Theron, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is very interesting.
Yeah, the trailer. There was a Red Band trailer. That
Was,
there was?
Yeah. It's cool.
When did it drop?
Shows a lot.
A while ago, actually.
Yeah. I looked that up,
Dark Tower will not be actually coming on the 28th. We've seen nothing from this movie yet. Oh, okay. It's kind of like it's a big deal. Like, it's a Stephen King. Wow, I'm terrible with actors today.
This says Idris Elba.
Idris Elba and...
Is it McConaughey?
Yes. So, like, that's a big deal. That's a giant cast, but I've heard nothing about this even being in post. Yeah. We've gotten, like... I don't even think we've gotten a poster yet, so let alone a trailer.
Yeah.
So I don't think this will actually be coming out.
Yeah.
August 4th, the Emoji Movie. Oh, my God.
Josh,
why?
Love this one.
I'm so excited.
Why is this movie being made? Oh my God.
I don't know.
Maybe it's like the Lego movie. And like they just
no way. There's no way this something is out of good. Nothing. Yeah, but the Legos is a much more enjoyed property than emojis.
Just emojis in general.
That sounds awful. There's nothing interesting.
Maybe it's like Inside Out with like the heads.
Oh, it looks like it's trying to.
Each emoji has like its personality.
Yeah. All right. 11th, Annabelle Creation. Trailers looks interesting. I like it. I did not like the first Annabelle movie, but the trailers look interesting, and it's got a good director. It's the director of Lights Out. It's good. There's good people behind it, and it has an interesting trailer. I will be reserved because the last Annabelle was a mess. It was not scary at all. It was just boring. Okay, 18th, August 18th, The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature.
Huh, I never saw the first one.
Neither did I.
I didn't know it made enough money to get a sequel, but
I didn't either.
I guess that'll be a slow week.
And then I don't know anything about. It Comes at Night is A24's like weird thriller horror movie. It's got a very very simple trailer. It looks interesting.
Oh really?
Polaroid, also a strange horror movie. It's about a person who has a Polaroid camera. When they take a picture of somebody, the people in the picture die.
Nice. Well, then.
So it looks gimmicky Final Destination style movie.
Yeah.
And then I don't know anything about the rest of them.
No. And then we're into September.
And then school starts.
I guess
we'll
finishing
be,
off.
Yeah, we'll be back to talk about those when we get. Yeah. The It trailer dropped. That was great. Looks like I think it's about time to start wrapping the show up today.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot to finish up. So, okay. I don't have anything prepped right now.
Next weekend.
Next weekend we will be seeing Fate of the Furious.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. What's coming out, though, next weekend? That's funny. Next weekend we get Spark, Lost City of Z, and Fate of the Furious. You said you had interest in Lost City of Z.
Yeah, definitely. I've been hearing good things. Robert Pattinson's in it, and I think he has a lot to give in his career. Like, he got off to a rocky start, to say the least.
Yeah, that's not but, a lot more of just a rocky start.
Wait, wasn't he in Twilight?
Yes.
Didn't those do well?
That's not
him, or the acting.
Yeah.
I think he's like a very internal actor, and I think he has a lot of potential. He's still very young. And Charlie Hunnam hasn't really gotten a good start to his career either. I mean, he did star in Pacific Rim, but he wasn't really good in it.
He wasn't the reason you were watching Pacific Rim.
But I'm a big fan of him in Sons of Anarchy. I think it's one of the best, most underrated television performances. So hopefully this will like gain some traction. It looks really out of the box.
Yeah.
And ambitious.
I think it's getting a limited release, though. I don't think it's wide yet. I wouldn't be surprised if it did. We also are getting this movie called Spark.
What is that about?
I don't know. I looked up Spark and got a company name. So
also for Lost City of Z, Spider-Man's in it.
Oh, so, he is?
For real?
Yeah, Tom Holland.
I like that.
That's cool.
Yeah. It looks very like it takes place in like the 20s, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This other movie, Spark, isn't going to do anything. No. It's a 2016 3D computer animated science fiction comedy. About monkeys.
Monkeys.
Well.
Yeah, it's not going to do well.
No.
I don't think this, like, it seems like one of those movies that they have been sitting on a shelf they finally need to release. So I don't see, because Fate's going to blow everything else out of the water. That movie's going to make a lot. It's probably going to be the largest release of the year so far. I see it destroying Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Which was big.
I guess it appeals to the male demographic.
Beauty and the Beast did. I have my own problems with that movie. All right. Let's
Beauty
see.
Beauty and the Beast sort of died down in terms of box office numbers.
We'll get to that. We'll talk about box office at some point soon. Yes. Let's see. Blu-ray releases for this week. We have... what's the week? Oh. Ooh. Actually.
What came out last week, too?
You can say last week. Last week, we got Rogue One.
Nice.
And Patterson in a movie I know you are a huge fan of.
Yep.
Different.
Yeah. This week, Hidden Figures, great.
Good,
if you should see it, you should see it. Monster Trucks, not good.
Well then,
I haven't seen it yet, but
it's one of those things I really would want to see if I was a kid. Like,
it's just a movie about a monster living in a truck.
Yeah, it's a truck that's a monster, or a monster that's a truck. It's so
Which
simple.
One is it? I don't know.
And then the great horror classic, The Bye Bye Man.
The Bye Bye Man. Was that bad?
I didn't see it. It got like a 7 on Rotten Tomatoes.
I think Chris Stuckman did it hilariously.
Yeah, Chris Stuckman said it was awful.
Yeah.
And also talk about one of the worst names for a movie ever. Like that's what you're gonna open
the
with.
Bye Bye Man.
The Bye Bye Man. That's awful.
That's supposed to be scary.
That's
Yeah, that's pretty.
It does have one of the redeeming factors is it's got is the guy who does Creatures a lot. He works with Guillermo.
Really?
Look him up. He is the go-to guy for weird body contortion creatures, and so that is a reason I will probably watch. It's also, it's a horror movie, and so I see every horror movie that comes out, despite how bad or good it is. It's Doug Jones. Doug Jones plays the Bye Bye Man. He has been in Hellboy. I'm pretty sure he was in Pan's Labyrinth. And he's like the go-to for crazy creature, and so he's. Was Ouija in Ouija Origin of Evil?
Oh, he was the Silver Surfer in the
He plays that kind of a character that like it's like
he looks like Slender Man.
I think if they ever made one, it'd probably be that. But yeah, he's somebody I would be. He's a reason to watch the movie, so I'll probably see that and talk about it next week. So what else? Okay, so those are the three, and then Tony Erdman. It's finally getting a Blu-ray release. So
oh, really,
what is that?
It's the one of those that foreign film they're making into a. It's either German or French.
German.
They're remaking it. I think that's dumb. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna see what we get. I think I there is a big one coming out on VOD though, if I am correct. Ah, yes. So VOD we get the great classic, Underworld Blood Wars.
Oh, okay, good.
Because you know that's everyone's wanting to see that, and yeah. The one actual people are gonna want to see, La La Land. Finally, like oh my god, how did it take this long to get released? But
I think it was milking the.
No
Oscar
kidding.
Prediction.
Like it, yeah. I mean, milked it a long time. Like even like every single other movie finally got the release. I think Lion just got released last week or so.
Mm. Yeah.
But La La Land finally we'll be able to see it again.
Yay.
Yeah. So we'll be able to touch on that too. And then let's talk box office.
Yeah. So
you got a 10 minutes for box office
this week. In number one, a holdover from last week, The Boss Baby.
What?
Yeah.
How?
2 weeks in a row. All right, so
that's impressive.
It made 26.3 million in the second week, and now its total gross is at $90 million.
Oh
this
my
is a,
god!
This is
wait,
a hit.
What did it open with?
Oh, it opened really well. It opened with like,
yeah, because we didn't do it last week.
It opened pretty big.
How? Like, yeah, that's.
I'm trying to find opening weekend 50 million.
Wow.
Very solid numbers. It actually dethroned Beauty and the Beast last weekend.
Jeez. Wow. Like,
it looked funny.
I mean, they marketed well. I think like it's one of those ones that like a dad would go take his kid on like a rainy Saturday morning. Like,
and it was rainy.
Yeah, well, my dad would never do that because he does not like talking babies, and neither do I.
I mean, it's like Kevin Spacey's the baby. So like,
No, he's not. Alec Baldwin is.
Oh, Alec Baldwin, yeah.
Oh, well, still. Alec Baldwin's
a
good voice.
Yeah. I think a Family Guy parodied it.
Oh, really?
Which is hilarious because
well, yeah, it's not very.
I mean, that character is pretty much just Stewie Griffin, except less.
Yeah.
Like less.
So, less vulgar.
Yeah, less adult comedy. And then yeah, it's okay.
And then number two is Beauty and the Beast.
That
with,
makes sense.
25.
What's it sitting at right now? Total.
432 million.
Whew.
So yeah, its budget's 160, but it's destroyed that.
Yeah.
Especially when you factor in international, which this is not. And then and number three is a new release, Smurfs The Lost Village, with 14
Ooh.
Million.
Oh, boy.
Which is not a great number, but it might do good internationally. Budget is at 60 mil. So this might be the last one, it seems like.
Please.
Yeah. I have not seen any of these.
Well, the first two, I haven't seen them, but the first two were live action.
Yeah.
With MPH. And this one's not. And it feels really weird because it's like, is it?
Yeah, I haven't heard a lot about this, to be honest.
Yeah.
It sort of just came.
That's where I feel like this was a shelved movie. Like, yeah, well, let's do another Smurfs movie.
Yeah.
It's not going to make any money, though.
And then number four is the Zach Braff directed Going in Style.
Oh.
Oh, that looked
good. Oh, that's the one with the old...
Morgan
that's an
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Alan Arkin.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman.
So that had 12.5 mil.
That seems like it's pandering to a very specific demographic.
Senior citizens.
Yeah.
You know, every once in a while we get... Oh, remember, I think it was last... fall of our freshman year, there was a walk in the woods that was specifically pandering to old people. And, you know, they give the... Those movies do fine. They're always just okay movies.
Yeah. And there was... I mean, it definitely got a lot of people. Like, when I was working at the movies, I would go into a screening to clean the theater, and it was completely filled. And it was all senior citizens, and it was awesome.
And they like those. That movie's probably going to make a lot during the week.
Yeah.
Except for this. It's not getting good Rotten Tomatoes scores, so I'll give you that.
No.
Oh.
But yeah, 44. I guess maybe fans of the actors. And its budget's only 25, so it won't be too bad.
Yeah.
Right. Zach Braff doesn't make that many, but I like him. And then Five Ghosts in the Shell was 7.3. That pretty much bombed last week.
Yeah, that's sad.
It's only at 31 right now.
I guess
its budget's 110 million.
Mm.
But like maybe it'll make a lot in Asia.
It might. It probably will.
I guess this really factors into like how big of a draw is Scarlett Johansson. And like it's not... I guess she's not that big of a draw. It's also like the movie's really out there. So... We'll see. And then in six is Power Rangers with only 6 million. It sort of died down.
That's too bad.
It's gross to 75 mil.
Still just broken budget.
Great. I mean, it does... I'm sure it'll do good overseas.
Yeah, it's going to have to.
Yeah.
I You know, this one might... no, it's already opened overseas. Mm. 42.
Yeah. But I mean, it broke budget.
That sucks. They want to do, like, six sequels for it.
Yeah. I don't think that's happening.
Yeah.
And then Kong Skull Island with 5.8, so that's up to 156.
Still fighting. Okay. That's probably doing very well overseas.
Yeah. Logan's up to 218 mil.
Woo!
Get Out is up to 162 million.
That's insane. Like, they're going to make so many of
Jordan
these now.
Jordan Peele is a rich, rich man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that, like, it's one thing for, like, somebody to say, oh, the budget was, like, $5 million and it made 50. Like, that, I mean, that's still a 10 times its budget back.
Yeah.
This is, like,
15, 16,
he's
going to
get
17.
A huge contract for his next movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They were looking at him to direct Akira, the American remake of it.
Oh,
but
cool.
Post Ghost in the Shell, doubt that's happening anymore, because it shows exactly what Americans do with one-shot anime remakes.
Yeah.
Chips pretty much bombed. It's
dang
up to 17
it, million. So
there's
funny.
One I'm actually interested in. How did Colossal do?
Oh, yeah.
Because that trailer
was in four theaters, and it averaged 31,000 per theater. So it had 125,000.
That's a good average. I hope this gets a wide, because that looks interesting. I don't know. It's a very original concept.
Who's the star of that?
It's Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway, yes.
And then the Chris Evans movie Gifted had
that
a limited
really
release, and they're saying it's like a good Nicholas Sparks, like, and by good I just mean not bad. So
just not terrible. Oh. Yeah. One that Stuckman actually turned me on to, The Void. It's a horror movie.
The Void?
What's it about? It looks interesting. That's like sci-fi-ish, talks about kind of hell. I watched the trailer. I don't want to see any more about it, because I just want to get like I want to get what it looks like.
Yeah. Did you guys hear the Shia LaBeouf had a movie that opened.
Oh my God. We have to talk about this.
Yeah. So it opened in one theater in the UK for the weekend, and it made £7, like $7 or something like that. Like, for the whole weekend, it sold one ticket, which is ridiculous.
What movie sold one ticket?
The Shia LaBeouf new one, where he plays like a military guy.
That's hilarious.
How many theaters was it in?
One.
But one person saw it and said
just one
person. In that one theater, one person saw it.
So there's one person on this planet that's qualified to
rate
that movie.
Just in the UK.
It was released in America with like a decent box office.
Okay.
I just laughed so hard.
Like, okay, it's people are so talking funny about this, but people forget last year had, let's see if I can reverse the total gross thing. But last year's film Pet opened in one theater, made $70. And that has the guy from The Hobbit, not The Hobbit, from Lord of the Rings in it.
Who?
Dominic Monaghan or whatever.
Yeah.
He's in it. I tried watching it. I had to shut it off.
Oh, wow.
It's on Netflix now, but like
what's it about?
It's about a guy who is like a really weird guy. One of you guys, Josh. All right. He's like a weird and can't really operate socially well. And he works at like the Pound. And he sees this girl he knew in like high school and starts kind of stalking her, and then kidnaps her and keeps her as like a pet in the and he gets obsessed with her. I shut it off because there's a scene where he has to put a dog down. And I was like, no, nope, not doing it, not doing it at all. It was awful. And I was like, if I saw this in the theater, I would have left. It's not even like, I bet you it's a fine movie, but I just can't.
Have you ever left the theater?
Left the theater. Oh, that's actually a good question. We have like 2 minutes left.
I've never left the theater.
I don't think I've ever left a theater. I have. I've fallen asleep. I've turned off movies. I don't think I've ever left the theater because something's really bad.
Yeah. No, I haven't. I was just wondering, because like some people do that. I've never had that.
Well, experience. I feel like we haven't had that, like, this is so bad we have to leave experience.
Yeah.
I think there are,
we do our research.
Well, I mean, exactly. Like, we are college students, so we can only really see one movie a week.
Yeah. But, so we'd only go see the big one. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I saw Nine Lives over the summer, but that was so entertaining that I had stayed, which is a movie that we will all be watching tonight.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, so that will do it for our show this week. Tune in next week at the same time. We'll probably have to start on time next week. Don't worry, because we have stuff to talk about. But you've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Easton of Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Animatronic Dinosaurs. I'm Allie Rosen, joined by my co-hosts
Matt Peters
and Josh Nolan.
We will see you next week.